This is RT Radio 1. Now, time to join Fergal Keane for Seascapes.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Seascapes. On tonight's programme, how an Irish shipping vessel witnessed an atomic explosion. Brendan Ford spent 50 years at sea as an officer on various merchant ships. He first went off in 1947 and has been all over the world several times. Born in Arklow, he spent his early years looking at ships and boats from the beach, and despite the best efforts of his parents to dissuade him, he made the sea his life. He retired in 1997 as commander of the Gráinne Whale, the Irish light ship. Now he's 88 and he lives in Dublin with his family. He has some remarkable tales of the sea to tell, and he recently came into studio to record some of his adventures. In this first story, he recounts witnessing an atomic explosion in the Pacific Ocean.
An atomic explosion observed. On 4th of June 1958, at Leith in Scotland, I joined the crew of the Irish Ash, owned by Irish Shipping Limited, and served as third officer under Captain Tom Byrne for a voyage to the USA. We had a cargo of fire clay which we discharged in Philadelphia and then went on to New Orleans. We sailed from there with a full cargo of soya beans for Yokohama, Japan. We entered the Pacific Ocean via the Panama Canal and set course towards Japan with the captain's intention to pass south of the Hawaii Islands. As third mate, I was normally appointed to the 8 to 12 hours watch routine. The chief officer covered the watch from 04 to 08 hours. A second mate did a watch from 12 to 16 hours, and also from midnight to 04 hours. We each had other routine duties also. The captain did not have any regular watch times. He was always available as required. The radio station was manned by a Marconi man, and all messages were in Morse code. I was a little surprised when I was informed that we had orders not to sail south of Hawaii, and was even more intrigued when I found Captain Byrne overseeing our new planned course. I was not informed of the origin of our changing course or the reason for the variation. The mystery thickened, though I somehow believed it to be of US naval origin. I cannot remember the precise date, but we were passing to the northeast of Hawaii, and I was on duty on the bridge on the port side left of the ship, with a lookout and a helmsman in the wheelhouse. Our reliefs were due up at midnight, and it was a very calm, clear night. At about 5 or 10 minutes to midnight, we were suddenly shocked by a prolonged, brilliant flash of light to our south. It was not just a quick blink of light. It was quite prolonged, lighting up the ship even on the shadowy starboard side. Men who were asleep in cabins on that side told me they were awakened by the light. Almost immediately, we became aware of a thick, reddish column of fire rising into the sky and recognized the characteristic shape of an atomic explosion. There was no sound or wind blast. Due to the Hawaii Islands being clearly outlined against the brilliant flash, I immediately thought of another attack on Pearl Harbor. I jumped into the wheelhouse, pulling in the lookout also, slammed the door and called the captain by blowing down the voice pipe to his cabin. "Captain, Bridge here."
"Yes, Bridge, what is it?"
"An atomic bomb just burst on the port side, sir."
"Thank you, Bridge. I'll be up in a moment."
A very cool, calm man at all times. I remember suddenly thinking of all the glass windows in the bridge that would be blown in and shattered when the wind blast arrived, and the damage it would do to us. But it never arrived. Nevertheless, we ordered water on deck and opened all fire hose connections to wash down the accommodation superstructure. The American government conducted 67 nuclear tests in the Marshall Islands between 1946 and 1958, including the well-known Bikini Atoll. What we witnessed was one of two American nuclear tests that took place at Johnston Atoll, nearer to Hawaii, on August the 1st and the August the 12th, 1958, about 17 degrees north of the equator, 169 degrees west of Greenwich. A 3.8 megaton explosion from a bomb launched on a rocket at Johnston Atoll. We witnessed the explosion on August the 1st. None of the crew suffered medically as a result of the experience. Japanese fishermen, nearer to the explosion than us, developed skin burns when rain fell on them. Our biggest problem was social exclusion after we arrived in Yokohama. The local girls would have nothing to do with us when someone told them what we had seen. I may be the only Irish Merchant Navy officer to call down to his captain, "Captain, atomic bomb just burst on the port side," and live to tell the tale.
And we'll have more of Brendan Ford's adventures over the coming weeks.